We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're on the line with Ann Murphy, the owner and manager at Seamus Restaurant in Lockport. And Ann, there's this idea that a lot of people are going, because of the coronavirus restrictions in Erie County and throughout Western New York, a lot of people from Erie County wanting to go to restaurants up in Lockport or in other places where there's not as many coronavirus restrictions. And I'd love to know, since you operate a restaurant, you run a restaurant, you own a restaurant, has this been happening? Have you been seeing more business come in from people who are not typical customers who live in and around the restaurant? Are more people coming in from Erie County to your restaurant?
So, yes, we do have more people from Erie County coming in. While this all goes on, you know, there's obviously a large amount of people that don't want to go out to eat, and then there's people that do want to go out to eat. So it does entice a wider range of audience, although the audience is still limited either way, yes.
And I imagine, with more people wanting to go out to eat at your restaurant, for example, that means some people might have to wait a little bit of time. We're hearing at some places it's an hour-long wait at some people. But if somebody were just to walk up to your restaurant and say, hey, I'm looking for a seat, how long do you think they'd have to wait on a typical night?
Well, quite honestly, we encourage reservations with the coronavirus. We're following all the regulations very closely. So we don't have a wait spot. We don't have places people to wander and, you know, to hang out late at all. They'd be too close in contact. So we do encourage almost pretty much everyone to make a reservation. On a weeknight, we normally have a seat for them because, again, so much of the business is really down. We do bring a little bit extra in because of Erie County. And then on the weekends, again, we just fill up with reservations, and we take an occasional walk-in, but otherwise people have to leave and come back and make a reservation. So that's how we do it, just to be extra cautious.
Looking at some of the numbers that the state is issuing regarding the new coronavirus cases in Niagara County, of course, there's been a lot of new cases out there, and the percentage has been increasing. As a business owner, how concerned are you that tomorrow or even on Friday you could hear an announcement that says all of Niagara County, or even just Lockport, and right where your business is, you'd be in an orange zone, and all of a sudden you can no longer have patrons inside your restaurant. You'd have to switch out to takeout only. How concerned are you that things will change on a moment's notice?
Oh, we're very concerned. It's concerning for everyone, and we're also very sympathetic to the restaurants that are already in that position and small businesses in Western New York. So it's going to hurt us. It's already hurting all of us because the occupancy is that much lower that we can see. And like I said, we're following all the regulations. This is usually the month that all of us profit from, or hope to profit from, in the Christmas or holiday season. So we're really concerned that it could change, but we've been kind of, you know, waiting and trying to be a little bit of step ahead of that change coming within the last few weeks, and we will continue to be that way. So we're very cautious on how we order and our staffing, again, not knowing how it'll change.
How ready would you be to switch to the takeout model only, or do you think that you'd have to ultimately just shut down shop for, you know, a few weeks or months, depending on how long the zone would be, if it becomes an orange zone out there?
Well, and we are, as we did initially when there was the shutdown, we went to takeout only. Our hours were then and continued to be changed from our normal hours. A matter of fact, in the last few weeks, we've closed for a few of our lunch hours. We're limited with our hours now. So although there's people come in from the other county, we're still not gaining that business at the lunchtime that we used to have and some of the earlier weeknights. We would hope that we once again can go to takeout, but we really honestly will have to see if people are interested in that, and if it works. There is a possibility of all different scenarios, closing, takeout. But the luxury of being a smaller business and working in a community like ours is, I mean, it's not always a luxury, but at the same time, I have a great staff, and we just kind of can work through some things and decide what works best. And we have a great support system in our community as well. So I'm not prepared for really anything ultimately as a business, but we'll have to make the most of whatever happens next.
And as we wrap up this interview here, is there any message that you'd have just for Western New Yorkers as a whole, you know, as they hear more about the impact that COVID has had on small businesses and restaurants in particular? What do you want people to know about how this pandemic has affected you?
Well, it's affected so many of us, and I am very sympathetic to so many different people in the community, especially small businesses, gyms, restaurants, small boutiques. So many of us are affected. And as people have been talking about, and they do continue to do, is just continue to support us all. We really appreciate your support as small business. Know that we're going to be here for you when the pandemic finally is over, or as it slowly things improve. We at the Seamus intend to be here for a really long time, so we continue to hope that you'll support us and all of our community restaurants as much as you possibly can, and of course stay extremely healthy, and so we can all get through this together.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.